What's up, Aggies? This is Cole Noel once again.
This is Hayden Noel. Thanks for joining us this week.
And as you can tell there by the music, the intro music, we're still messing around with a couple of things. So this is, for now, the Noel Sports Show.
Yes, our official handle, is Noel Sports Show, not Noel Bros Sports Show. We're not trying to figure out some quirky, cool name to name our show. Just the basic Noel Sports Show.
Yep, and that is because I am Cole Noel, and my brother,
Hayden Noel,
is Hayden Noel. So that's why you're here. That's why you listen to us. And so today we got a big show to talk about. A lot of things to talk about in a little bit of time. We're going to try to keep this down to about 20 minutes for you guys. And first off, you know, just talking about Utah State football, and we'll end just like last time with Utah State basketball. So as the diehard Aggie fans know, and are still maybe crying about, the unspeakable happened. And last Saturday, Air Force beat Utah State 38-35.
Yeah. To be honest, I wasn't completely shocked about this game.
No.
I had a feeling going in that it was going to be this type of a game that was close. You know, and I didn't have a good feeling about this game, typically just because this whole season I just haven't seen a true dominant Utah State team, besides when we played San Jose State, who is, I believe, 1-11. So yeah. I wasn't too, you know, optimistic going into the game. However, I still think we should have won the game. Last week we talked about how it's going to be hard. It would be hard to stop Air Force on the ground, and that was the case. I mean, they averaged over 400 yards rushing. I mean, 400 yards rushing? Are you kidding me? How many games are you going to win allowing your opponent to rush for 400 yards?
Zero. You're not going to win very many games. It was probably one of the most frustrating games I've watched all season. It's up there with the Wyoming game. I still think we should have won Wyoming, but here against Air Force, what frustrated me so much was their ability to just do the exact same thing over and over and over again. It was frustrating because we knew what they were going to do, and we'd still get bit on it. And it's something we've seen all season long. Our run defense has been pitiful. However, I think it just was really exploited against this Air Force option that they always run. So like you said, over 400 yards rushing. That's embarrassing. It is embarrassing. So with that, the Aggies go to 6-6 on the season. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, I guess just a mediocre Aggie football season. Better than last year, obviously. And, you know, so great job for improving. I mean, 6-6. But, you know, I just didn't see anything too special about this Aggie football team this season. My favorite win of the season was the BYU game. It's always fun to win against BYU, especially because we weren't competing for a division championship in the Mountain West Conference. And so beating BYU, you know, helps you swallow this season a little better just because BYU's a rival. However, BYU was not so great this year either. So, I mean, even that win is a little, you know, a pat on the back because it's not like BYU was a good football team this year either. I mean, this year Utah State had a total of zero. Yes, that is right. Zero wins over a team with a winning record.
And with that being said, over a team with more than five wins. So there's definitely a lot to improve upon. And that's kind of what's scary for me, going into bowl season now. As we talked about last week, we were wondering if the Aggies are still making it to a bowl game with a 6-6 record, losing to Air Force. And now it's looking a little shady. It's looking like we may not know. So there are definitely some things we can take away from the Air Force game. I think one of them is our offense. Our offense is looking better. You know, with Coach Yost as the offensive coordinator, I do believe we have been able to step up our offense. And I also believe that has come primarily through Jordan Love. I don't know if anyone else has really stepped up, especially not in this Air Force game, which is definitely a bad takeaway from the game, our receiving. So in the fourth quarter, I think it was Dax Raymond dropped about like three passes in a row. And it wasn't just him. There are other wide receivers missing, dropping passes. So that makes the quarterback look bad. And it's just sad, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought Jordan Love did a great job on Saturday against Air Force. He put the ball where it needed to be. He gave the Aggies a chance to win the game. But he didn't get too much help from a couple of his receivers that usually he does get help from. I mean, Dax Raymond, you know, you mentioned he had a few drops over the course of the game. And I'm willing to give him a pass because he's been pretty much the most consistent receiving tight end that the Aggies have had this year. And so, I'm willing to give him a pass. I think he's a better receiver, receiving tight end than what he showed on Saturday. However, you've got to catch the ball when it hits you in the hands.
Yep. So it's just really frustrating to be an Aggie right now. It's kind of tough. You know, coming off a Hawaii shutout, maybe we're just expecting a little too much from our defense. But at the same time, I don't know the last time someone has rushed for more than 400 yards on us. So with that being said, we'll move on from the Air Force game, some of those takeaways, and we'll go into some bowl projections. So I've been doing my research, because that's what I do.
Oh, you've been doing research?
Yes, I have been doing my research. There are a couple of news, some sports sites that are actually counting us out. And Bleacher Report is one of those, and I just want to quote what Bleacher Report said over the weekend. They said that the Aggies finished 6-6 and went 4-4 in Mountain West play, but they didn't win a game this season against a team that finished the year with more than 5 wins.
Yeah.
Even though excluding Utah State would mean only 5 Mountain West Conference teams get to play in the postseason, failing to beat any remotely decent opponents seems like a good reason to cut a team from bowl season.
Yeah, I mean, they sum it up pretty well for what I've been thinking. I mean, remotely decent football team.
It's true. I think it's totally true.
Yeah.
Well, and you see it because any team that we've played that is remotely decent has smacked us.
Yeah.
Wake Forest, they're remotely decent football team, and they laid it to us. And everyone else that has that winning record, we didn't stand a chance. We didn't do anything against.
Yeah. Yeah, you take a look at the teams that Utah State played who have winning records, and just watching the games, you can tell that Utah State is not close competitive-wise with these other teams. I mean, the Boise State game, we were down early, and we were out early. The Wake Forest game, down and out early. You take a look at some of the other teams that we played. Wisconsin, I mean, first half, great. I mean, I was freaking
freaking
so
out. We're
excited that we were tied with Wisconsin, who is the number 4 team in the nation right now.
Yeah.
At halftime, and then they just blew the doors wide open.
And I think that was a fitting start to the season. It was kind of a forecaster of what was about to happen during the season, and also this Air Force game, a fitting end to maybe an end of the season. We don't know if we're going bowling, but I totally agree with you on that one. Do you think it's more defense or offense that's the issue right now?
Ooh, if I had to pick one, I would probably say the defense.
Yep.
I have been impressed with the amount of turnovers and the amount of points scored that the defense has been able to project and produce over the course of this season. However, that being said, you not only need a defense who can create turnovers for you, you need a defense who can stop drives. You need a defense who can force fourth downs. And this year, the Aggies have had trouble stopping teams and having them punt. I mean, great for turnovers, don't get me wrong, but you need to be able to stop teams when they're driving the football. And Air Force, I feel like, was a great example of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that last drive that Air Force had when Utah State was up by 4 points was one of the most frustrating drives I have watched in a while. And
he's getting angry.
I'm not getting angry.
I forgot my bell today.
Yeah.
By the way,
you'll see. But I mean, if you just go back and watch that last drive, I mean, there were multiple chances to win that game. There was third down, I believe, three times, and all three times they just ran the ball, and they, you know, they were able to convert on third down for first down. So,
yeah.
If I had to pick one to answer your question, I would probably say the defense.
Yep, I'm with you. I think at the beginning of the season, with Kent Myers as starting quarterback and our defense, I think we're a collective cupcake as a team. We really didn't do anything. And I think now that Jordan Love's been in the game, he's gotten his reps in. I think our offense is chilling. I mean, honestly, you can't ask for more. You know, they put up 35 points. They could have put up 50, you know, I guess. Uh-huh. But they did what was asked of them. And most every time they got the ball, they would put some points on the board, or they would do something, and they do it quick as well. So what that does is it also keeps the defense on the field a lot. So they do get tired, you know, and a run game is a battle in the trenches. So we did maybe got tired. But that being said, I don't want to use that as an excuse for the lack of defense that we've seen all season long by the Utah State Aggies. And like you said, we can't be terrible about it either. I mean, they did come up with a bunch of turnovers this season, but there's definitely a lot of room to improve. So with that being said, you never know. Maybe it's time for some new defensive coordinators. Maybe it's time to switch some things up. Maybe it's not Matt Wells on the hot seat. Maybe it's time to get our defensive coordinators working well.
Yeah, and I don't know. We can't be. I mean, it sounds like we're being really negative about this.
We are. We are being very negative.
Football team, and I think that's probably because we've been fans for ever.
Yeah.
We want to see Utah State succeed, and you know, we were so bad for so long. I mean, our entire lives, we were a terrible football team.
Yep.
Until Gary Anderson came along, he lifted us up. We win
the savior
9-10 games a season.
Yeah.
And things are looking great.
20th nationally.
And then, you know, Gary leaves, Matt comes in, you know, great for the first couple of years.
And here we go.
Using Gary's players and carrying that culture over. And then slowly, little by little, you could just tell the same level of play and competitiveness was not on display for the Utah State football team.
Yep, I 100% agree. And so we will see what happens, you know, going into the offseason. And plus, like we said, we can't count them out either. So here are the bowl projections from the sports sites that have mercy and that have decided to include us in there. We have going to the Foster Farms Bowl versus Washington State. So that would be like a preseason warm-up game for Washington State, maybe. I don't know why they have us going there, but that's from CBS Sports. Kyle Banagara, I don't know how to say his last name, from ESPN, has us going to that same bowl against the same team. Sports Illustrated has us going to the Gildan New Mexico Bowl versus UTSA. And SportingNews.com has us going to the, yes, you guessed it, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl versus Western Michigan.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm
glad we're getting mentions. I'm glad they're still keeping us in there.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be awesome for this Utah State team to be able to get to a bowl game, especially for the seniors. After reading those bowls, I would like to play Washington State. I know they would probably run us out of the stadium, but I think it'd be a good indicator of where this team actually is.
I think we have enough indicators.
Well, yeah, but the problem is you go 6-6 and it's like, oh, the coaching staff is doing okay. We're getting to bowl games, blah, blah, blah. But I want to see if this team is actually competitive. I haven't really seen that competitive edge from this Utah State football team. And I think if we were to play Washington State, I think that competitive edge would either manifest itself or it wouldn't. And so I would like to see us play Washington State. I think maybe what did you say? Was it the New Mexico Bowl? Or
yeah, Gildan New Mexico Bowl. I feel like that would be the most maybe evenly matched
Yeah,
for us right now. Or against Western Michigan in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. So if they want a game, that no one will watch. They could put us there. Yeah, well, I mean, that's a reason why to put us with Washington State, because no one really wants to watch the Aggies. So if they're with Washington State, you know, they'll have some viewers there. I don't know. We don't know. It's been a rough season, to say the least. But also, we've won 6 games, so we do have to be grateful for what we do have. But there's definitely some room to improve.
Yeah. I don't know if I would qualify the season as rough.
I would. I think it was rocky road.
I would say last season was rough. But I would,
last season was laughable. This season was rough.
No, I was not laughing at the last season. Yeah. I would say this season was just mediocre.
That's the word you're looking for.
Yeah. Mediocrity? Is that?
It's mediocre.
Is that a word? We're not.
We're a team of mediocrity.
Or spelling specialists on the show.
No.
But I would say mediocre. And, you know, wasn't really impressed with this team. And I guess you wait until next season to see if Matt Wells can increase the win total. My guess is that it's not going to happen. And I still stick to my guns here. I just don't think Matt Wells is the future of this Utah State football program.
No, I agree. We're running out of time to talk about football, but I just want to get the last word.
Of course.
And say I do think that we will be better next season. We are losing a couple of senior defenders, and that'll hurt. But I think just with Jordan Love's potential, it could be a lot better, or the exact same, in the sense that we compete with any garbage, and we get thrown away by any team that's remotely decent, as Bleacher Report puts it. So we will move on from football to basketball now. It was a big week. We haven't done this show since last Monday. And so I'll just run off the scores real quick. So Monday, Utah State lost. Yes, we lost to Portland State, 79-83. Friday night, we won against Northeastern.
Do you need a glass of water?
Yes, I do. My collar is a...
What, have you got a cupcake in your
throat? I do. I have the whole Utah State football cupcake in my throat. Saturday, we beat New Hampshire 77-63. Then we lost to Valparaiso, however you want to say it. So real quick, what are some... Oh, and of course, we play the team down south this Saturday at 7 o'clock in the Spectrum.
Yep.
So what are some takeaways real quick from the week and a half of basketball? Where are we at?
Well, I think one thing to mention before trying to analyze all these games, you have to look at the injuries that have taken place with Utah State. Janicek out for the season. I mean, that happened before the season even started. Pierre has been out since the season started. He hasn't even played any game yet. Hopefully, he'll be back, you know, within the next month. And then Brock Miller over the week broke his, I think it was his toe on his foot. It may have been just his foot. I'm not sure.
Yeah, something like that. He's out 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, and he was a spark off the bench. He's a guy who could come in and hit 2 threes. You know, he can
defend. Good defender.
He's a great defender. So the Aggies are going to miss him. But I think most importantly, McEwen. He's been struggling with an ankle issue, I believe, that's day-to-day. And he played in one... I believe it was just one of the games. I think it was just one of the games over the week he played in the Northeastern game, I believe. And he played about 23 or so minutes.
Yeah, I think they're just kind of stretching him out, seeing what he could do.
But yeah, so we went 2-3 over the road trip.
Yeah, I think so. We're 4-3 now.
4-4 now with the loss.
You're right. 4-4.
But last night, the Aggies took on Valparaiso, and I watched the game, and I wasn't impressed, but I was optimistic. Utah State was able to hang in with Valparaiso, who is 8-0, by the way. Haven't lost a game this season.
No, that's true.
Played pretty well the first half. Second half played decently, but they missed a score that was evident. Sam was the only one who was consistently really scoring the basketball.
A scorer.
Mm-hmm. And he, I think at the end, tried to do too much, which is fine because he was the only
one doing anything.
And so he ended up with 19 points. And the next closest scorer, I believe, was Diogo Brito.
Yeah, he's been stepping up too. He's actually been surprising me, Brito, this season. So from my standpoint of that road trip we went on the last week and a half, I don't want to be all negative because I usually am. So I want to try and be a little more positive here. The negative takeaways I see is we still haven't learned how to win games. And the positive takeaway is the flip side of that coin in the fact that we're not losing by a lot of points. I mean, we're really hanging in there in every single game that we're playing. Yeah. We've lost the past games, you know, no more than what, 7-8 points? So, I mean, we're in the games. We're playing in the games. The only negative takeaway from that is our inept ability to now win a game.
That's a big word for you.
Thank you. I'm practicing. Got my dictionary out this morning. But yes, so that ability, you know, when there's 5 minutes left, when there's 6 minutes left, who's going to shoot the ball? Who's going to play defense? Who's going to step up? Because it seems like on every other team that we're playing that beats us in those clutch moments, they have someone that hits a three. The stadium goes loud, game over. You know, it's like a dagger to a heart, and we never recover from it. Well, never is another big word. It's a blanket statement. But we have a problem finishing out and closing these games.
Yeah, and I think part of that has to do with the injuries. We're Tim Duryea, he's really reaching back there on the bench to, you know, pick up some of these guys to come in and fill in for Sam because he can't play 40 minutes a game.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, so Crew Ainge, a guy who we haven't seen too much, played 17 minutes last night. But again, this Utah State team is missing a big guy. They are missing a big guy who can really get rebounds, who can post up and score the basketball, and who can defend other big men. I mean, you look at the box score just from last night, the Aggies were out-rebounded 49-40, and we really had not too many points in the paint. And, you know, also Quinn Taylor, who I actually like.
Yeah, I like Quinn Taylor. I think he's a hustler.
He's been struggling as of late. He only had 10 minutes last night.
And you also saw Stahl, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Stahl, he played decent last night, and so maybe that was a reason. And he's a little bigger than Taylor. So I still think Stahl looks like the giant from Jack and the Beanstalk when he plays basketball. He's a little clumsy when I watch him. But yeah. So any final words, Hayden, on basketball?
Yeah. So, you know, just final takeaways. Aggies have got to get better at rebounding the basketball. And they've got to figure out a way to score the basketball more efficiently. Sam cannot be your only scorer. And I understand that McEwen is going to be that guy. But you need guys off the bench, people like D'Angelo Isby, to step up and get you 10, 15 points a game. I mean, last night he was 2-for-16 from the field. So other than that, it'll be interesting to see how Utah State matches up with BYU this week. Hoping for a win. I hope the students bring it because we're going to need them. And hopefully we can get McEwen in there because I think he adds an element of athleticism that Utah State hasn't really had in a while.
It's true because when he's on the game, we can't really drive. We can't really go to the hoop except for Sam Merrill, which he's doing. But like you said, in immense amounts of minutes, it's really difficult. So I'm right there with you, Hayden. It was a pretty rough week, a little tough for the Aggies in sports in general. However, there are things that, you know, good to look forward to. And so we will await that bowl game invitation and hope it comes.
Yes, hopefully. Guys, thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. We're going to try and be more consistent on the days that we have the show. We're still new. As you can tell, some of the things that we're saying may seem really outlandish and things like that. But we really do love Aggie sports. We're trying to give a good analysis for the basic fan. We have a Twitter handle. It's Noel Sports Show, just at Noel Sports Show. You can follow us on Twitter. Tweet at us. Tell us what you'd like to hear. Tell us if you think we're wrong. Tell us if you think we're right. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep, for sure. Just echo what my brother said. I'm obviously the smarter and more sophisticated one, even though I'm the younger brother.
Where's the BS bell?
So that's why I didn't bring it this week. But we thank you. We thank you for listening. We thank you for tuning in. We ask you to please share this with your friends, your fellow Aggies who are agonizing or who are rejoicing over week's events. We love you guys. We love Aggie Nation. So for the Noel Sports Show, I am Cole Noel.
And I'm Hayden Noel.
And we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Get live with my clique, go get high with my clique, do it die for my clique, set us up.